Hey everybody, welcome back to the Bitch and Brainstorm podcast. I'm here with a special edition episode where we are talking with our Elevate Your Coaching Business Summit panelist. This is a returning guest. James Allen from Profit Your Knowledge is here with us. And Mr. James, you are not a stranger to our show. So thanks so much for coming back to hang and play with us and help other business owners. For those that don't know you, will you tell everybody a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Sure. Yeah. Super excited and stoked to be back at it. I was excited when you said, "Hey, we're doing another one." I'm like, "Cool." So I did okay on the last one. So I'm here. Cool. Yeah. Basically, really quick in a nutshell story. I used to be in construction work, was making really good money. People saw me as successful, had all the benefits and everything, but I wasn't happy. And I wanted a job where I could get paid to help people in a meaningful way. But even more than that, I wanted to really have autonomy and freedom in my life. And that was the big thing. I didn't want to have to be like stuck to a computer all the time or stuck on phone calls. I didn't want to be able to travel when I want to and not ask for permission, all that, this cool stuff. And I found out about coaching and the whole like digital nomad kind of lifestyle. And this was all in about, 2016 or so is when I really started to dive into this. And in 2018, I left construction work, got certified as a coach, and it was just an evolution of there. I started in life coaching, and then I went to performance and productivity coaching. I really liked that, helping entrepreneurs and people. And in the effort of growing my business and just being obsessed with how do I work fewer hours, because I don't want to be working all the time. I want things working for me when I don't have to. And that's where I learned about systems and the whole productivity piece. And that's where I found out about digital products and turning them into passive income. So I built like six different courses that didn't make me any money, failed funnels, and it just left me like spooning a pint of Häagen-Dazs, just staring at my computer with a big fat $0 staring back at me. And then I finally found some good mentors like Graham Cochran, Rumit Sethi, and they just taught me how online business works, and it made sense to me. So I gave it another shot, and the biggest component that was missing for me was customer research. And I never did that. I was just building products in a vacuum, which most people do. So I started to do it from the ground up, just built a new product, productivity course, put it out there. And to my surprise, I made $200 in my sleep. And I've done $10,000 days at this point and was like, yeah, it's awesome to like do big coaching packages, but it has to be manual and me actively doing it, and on the calls. And to make money without ever meeting the person, just from some email, sales page, free content. This was through my YouTube channel, which is what we're going to talk about today. I had like less than 200 subscribers right about there, and I was making thousands of dollars by selling programs and coaching through YouTube. And I've been able to keep that going to this day. And I was not even monetized, and I can make more money than people who are monetized. So yeah, that's pretty much. And then, yeah, I pretty much just like got good at that, started helping people, and then that's just become my thing. So that's what I do now.
What do you think for what do you think the big shift was for you when it came to like what changed for you that all of a sudden things just started falling into place for you?
Yeah, it was, well, like I mentioned, it was the customer research, just listening to my audience. And like I said, I would build them in a vacuum. I'd just be like, oh, this is a product that sounds cool, or I see people making these products on the internet. I can just make one. And this is the thought process that people have. Like, this is literally it. People are like, that's what I'm doing, and it's not working. It's because you haven't done the customer research. It's okay to build a product that people have built before, or a same similar kind of offer, it's totally fine to do that. That's not the problem. It's thinking, this is what I'd like to build a course around, if it's relationships or whatever your chosen topic is. And then reaching out to your audience and having real conversations with them. And this was like the big topic of the last summit that you did, which is about the customer experience. And I talked about there's three major things. It's figure out where are they at, what's frustrating, what's not working, what have they been trying, all this kind of stuff, like point A, where are they at? And then figure out point B, where do they want to be, and why do they want that more importantly? What's the real reason? If you keep asking why, you're going to peel back the layers and dig deep to where they're like, I need this because if I don't get into shape, I'm going to have a heart attack and I won't be able to walk my daughter down the aisle or see my grandkids grow up. Whoa, that's way more powerful than me being like, I want to be healthier. Why do you want to be healthier? People say, I want to make money. It's like a glacier. The top of the glacier is like the tiny part, and then underneath is the big part. That's the real like digging in to find the big part. What's really underneath? People want to make money. Okay, why do you want to make money? And why is that so important to you? And it's just asking that why or how come or what would it do for you if, you know, you did figure this out and you get to the real reason. And then you figure out the brick wall. So point A, point B, what's the brick wall getting in the way? Why haven't they done it yet? Are they scared? What's, do they not know? Do they don't feel like they have the skill set? Like what's the thing getting in the way? And all that becomes messaging that you can put into your emails, your sales page, your content, all your entire like funnel basically and customer journey. And then that was like the big game changer for me was the customer research.
Yeah. Yeah. So how have you translated customer research then into your YouTube channel where you, before we got on this call, you were telling me you just landed a new client because they found your YouTube channel. So like, what kind of content are you producing based on what your client, what your market research said?
Yeah. And I've had a handful of them just recently come through, find me on YouTube, book calls with me because I've set it up that way where they opt in, they hear about offers inside of YouTube and then they, and I'm not doing pitches inside of YouTube and I'll get into this, but with my system and my funnel, then they find out that they can book a call with me and some of them take up that offer and that's how I book calls. So I, at this recording right now, I have like 800 subscribers on my YouTube channel and I make thousands of dollars for my YouTube channel, you know, like consistently people find me, they pay for programs, they sign up for affiliate offers, like a Kajabi is what I use. Or they book calls with me and then they enroll into my coaching program. So I get discovered on YouTube, get people into my email list, by giving a good lead magnet. And then that points people to different offers that I have. And I sell things on the back end. That's like in a nutshell, how you make it work.
Yeah.
Cause people are always like thinking I have to get monetized. Okay. Why do you have to get monetized? Because then I get AdSense. Okay. What's that going to do for you? I know I've talked to people when I tell them, oh, I was making thousands of dollars for my YouTube channel. I had 200 subscribers. They're like, what? I've been monetized for this long. My audience is like 10 times the size of yours. And I get like $70 a month in AdSense. Nothing's happening.
Right.
I'm like, it's because you're focusing on the wrong things. You're focusing on subscriber count when instead you need to focus on email opt-ins.
Yes.
But the question is, how do you get people onto there? What do you offer them? What do you say? What happens afterwards? Like that's the confusing part. So basically when it comes to customer research, you want to make sure you're making videos that are going to get discovered by the right people.
Yep.
So many ways that you can do this. I love going into Google and typing in a question. If I teach bench press, I can say, or if I teach like fitness, I could say how to bench press and you can do how to, whatever you teach, copywriting, relationships, food, whatever, how to cook, you know, anything. When you search it, you scroll down on the page, there's people also ask. And if there's three little dots in next to that, and when you click on it, it says, these are questions people commonly search on Google. Google owns YouTube. Yeah. The two biggest search engines in the world are kind of like one search engine now. Because Google promotes YouTube videos with Google searches. So that's a benefit to YouTube. You can get discovered without making blog content just by making YouTube videos. I'd recommend make blog content to couple it just to give you an extra boost. But content marketing and SEO and all this, it's really just about answering your audience's questions.
Yeah.
And when you can answer questions really well, meaning it's clear, it makes sense, people enjoy the way you teach, all this cool stuff that goes into it, the skill sets and just the way you teach in general, more people are gonna be interested in you, they're gonna watch more of your content and then it's gonna boost the algorithm, means that people like it. So with people also ask, those are all questions that you can make content around, or you can group five of those questions and turn that into one piece of content. So I did a video about like building a website and I literally just went through people also ask and said, like, why is a website important? So I said, here's why a website's important. I turned those into timestamps or chapters in my video. And every single chapter is a question that I just flipped and turned into a statement. And that it could be that simple. And it's just about doing that consistently. But these are questions that your audience is looking for. So the people also ask, and Google alone is designed to give us the best search experience possible so we can find our answers quickly. But if we just reverse the idea there as a content creator, we can see that these are questions that my audience is looking into. So we want to think, what would my audience be looking for? How to bench press. And they see how to bench press 225, which is a recommendation Google would ask because a lot of people are typing that in or asking that question. And you're like, oh, I can make a video about how to bench press 225 because that's a great milestone for most people. You know, at least most guys, it's like, yo, I can bench 225. And it's cool when you can do it. Let me tell you guys. But that's the idea. So when you're making content, how to bench press 225, people click on it. They're like, wow, this is really cool. I like the way this person teaches. They're answering all my questions about how to bench. Like, how much does the average person bench? That's one question that ends up showing up because I've looked this up. How come my bench is so weak? And you can couple these and answer all these questions, you know, and turn it into a piece of content. And then at some point in your content, you can have a really easy guide that you give people in exchange for their email address that is like the best cues for bench press. So like you're at the gym and the idea of this guy, I'm just making this up right now. Mm-hmm. You're at the gym. You open up your computer or your phone and you can pull this up anytime you want. Like, this is what I would say if I was doing that. Like, hey, I have this free guide. If you want to like really dial in your bench press, it's going to take practice. So I put together the 5 best cues that you need to nail your bench press every single time. There's a link in the description. Just go to mycoolwebsite.com/guide/bench. And then they do that. Then it goes to a page where they opt in and then they get their guide. So now when they're at the gym, they can open up the thing and be like, okay, I got to keep my feet planted, you know, like make sure I'm stable, drive with my legs, like whatever the cues are, you know, to make sure I'm doing it right. So I don't have to watch a bunch of videos. It's just like quick start guide.
Yeah.
That would be an amazing lead magnet. I just made that up. So if you're a fitness coach, take that. I would be like, this is awesome. I love to work out and, you know, bench press and all that kind of stuff. So that's the idea.
My son is all into that.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Get swole. But anyway, that's the idea. So basically you're making content that your people are looking up, and the power of YouTube is that it's always working for you. Then you offer this thing at some point, you know, some point in your content. It doesn't really matter. I'd recommend doing it, tying it to one of your points, pitching it sometime in the middle of your content, because the longer people watch your content, the more committed they're going to be. And then, yeah, they'll be like, yeah, I'm going to pick that thing up. You get more committed people. And then from there, you know, that's where your emails and all this cool system stuff come into play that I help people with. But it could be like what I'd recommend, you know, just really quick, get started. If you're like, I just want to book phone calls, make the content, make the guide, and ask yourself this question about that guide. What is a persistent problem my audience faces, and how do I quickly solve it in a short PDF or video? Mm-hmm. PDFs and videos are really easy to create, not like big workshops, quizzes, all this crazy stuff. It gets very, you know, can be complex. Mm-hmm. Build it down the road. Start with a really short guide, just like what I talked. That could be a 1-page PDF, checklist, you know, super simple. Build it in Canva, like for free, literally that simple. Yeah. But when people pick it up, most people, this is the secret, most people have a thank you page that goes to a page after they opt in and it says, check your email or download now. And there's a button. That's it. What a waste of the best real estate on the internet. Mm. Not everybody's going to read your emails and find out about your sales product or your, coaching program or call or whatever, but everybody who opts in is going to land on this page.
Yep.
So when they opt in for your free, you know, checklist or whatever, then it points them to a page. But now let's have a big title. It says, thanks for signing up. You know, italicize, check your email for your guide. And then underneath can be a really quick video of you that you can film on your phone that says, hey, thanks so much for picking up that guide. You're obviously very serious about your health, about your fitness, or whatever goal this is. I wanted to offer you a 15-minute consultation or a 30-minute consultation where I will personally sit down with you and help you map out, you know, the goal for the year, or help you with any questions you have about bench press or whatever it is that you teach. And then have a button below, just click the button below or embed your Calendly link or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they can click on it and then book a call. So what happens is people are finding you on YouTube. They're getting value. They're saying, whoa, this thing's super cool. They opt in. Then it lands on a page after they opt in where they can book a call with you. The people who opt in are the most committed because they could just watch free content on YouTube. But now they opted in. They took that extra step. Then it goes to a thing where they're like, I already like this person. I can get 30 minutes or 15 minutes of their time. Yeah, I'm down. You know, and then they click the link and then book a time. And then that goes into your strategy session. And now you're booking calls passively for free.
Love that. You guys, do you guys just realize the bombs that were just dropped? I hope you were paying attention. I hope you go back and re-listen to this, because this is exactly what you need to be doing if you want to make passive income. I hear people say that all the time. I just want to make passive income. How do I make passive income? And I love that, you know, you don't have to have a huge audience to do this. Content is king. SEO, you're creating content where people are already searching for answers, like see a need, fill a need, like for real. So thank you so much for dropping all the bombs. I cannot wait to hear what you're going to share with us at the summit. Remember, guys, January 17th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. James will be there in our marketing activities panel. So super excited to have you again. Thank you so much for coming to share your knowledge. Can you tell people where they can find you online?
Yeah, you can just go to Google and type in Profit Your Knowledge, and I will pop up my podcast, my YouTube channel, my website. Yeah, that's the biggest thing. I would say if you are interested, I do have, a bunch of like cool guides on there and whatnot, coming out with some cool masterclasses for 2024. If you do want kind of an overview of like how this system works, it's just real quick. You can go to profityourknowledge.com/guide and it'll show you how to earn your first $500 per month of passive income just to like get going. And it walks you through the process. That's pretty much it. So free gift to you, and, Profit Your Knowledge.
Awesome. Thank you so much. See you guys later. See you at the summit.